USA Radio News.
Two campus security officers are dead after being shot and killed at Bridgewater College in Virginia on Tuesday afternoon. Officers arrested a man about 30 minutes after the shooting, which killed campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson. College president David Bushman.
What happened here today is senseless and tragic. It's heartbreaking. Our anguish is felt so deeply because the entire Bridgewater College community is a family too. And that will be our greatest strength in the days and weeks ahead.
Governor Glenn Youngkin said earlier he'd been briefed on the shooting. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to authorize extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of five. The move could open the way for the very youngest Americans to start receiving shots in March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady officially announces his retirement.
After 22 seasons, three MVP awards, and seven Super Bowl rings with the Patriots and Buccaneers, NFL's Tom Brady officially announced his retirement Tuesday morning. Quote, I have always believed the sport of football is an all-in proposition. If a 100% competitive commitment isn't there, you won't succeed, and success is what I love so much about our game. This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore, and now is the time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention, end quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies, while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. Airlines canceled more than 1,000 U.S. flights scheduled for Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Some U.S. senators are not happy with border agents and their new responsibilities.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement, they get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families. These individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is seeking Supreme Court nominee advice amid criticism to nominate the first black woman to the country's highest court. Senator Ted Cruz spoke to ABC News.
The fact that he's willing to make a promise at the outset that it must be a black woman, I gotta say that's offensive. It's actually an insult to black women.
An ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all candidates. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.